Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Gary Sutherland. Batting third. The first baseman, Ben Ogilvy. Batting fourth. The DH, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Nettles. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Dick Sharon. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gene Lamont. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Hisa. Batting second. The shortstop, Dave Chalk. Batting third. The third baseman, Bobby Valentine. Batting fourth. The DH, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Leroy Stanton. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Doug Howard. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Bruce Bochy. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tom Egan. Pitching for the California Angels, Nolan Ryan. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur takes first base on ball four. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Egan and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a fly ball into left field. Bochy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan takes first base on ball four. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nettles. Hisa reaches second base with a double. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chalk. The throw from Lamont and he is out, Sutherland applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chalk fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Verizer. The throw from Egan and he is safe. Verizer steals second. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon strikes out. Two outs. Gene Lamont is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamont hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Sharon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leroy Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton strikes out. Two outs. Doug Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Bruce Bochtie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochtie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0 for 1 in the game. Sutherland hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvie for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan strikes out. One out. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hisa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Chalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Frean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frean is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Frean takes first base on ball 4. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Stanton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Frean moves to second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Verizer strikes out. Two outs. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Leroy Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanton hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gene Lamont is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamont is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamont hits a fly ball into right field. Stanton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-2 in the game. Sutherland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvie for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Doug Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-1 in the game. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-1 in the game. Egan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hysa hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Frean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frean is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Frean strikes out. One out. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. Nettles is called out on strikes. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0-for-2 in the game. Chalk hits a fly ball into left field. Sharon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verizer is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-2 in the game. Sharon takes first base on ball 4. Gene Lamont is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sharon. The throw from Egan and he is out, Hysa applying the tag. Two outs. Jean Lamont is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamont is 0 for 2 in the game. Lamont hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Heise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver strikes out. One out. Leroy Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanton hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sutherland is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 3 in the game. Ogilvie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0 for 2 in the game. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 2 in the game. Egan hits a fly ball into right field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Heise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heise is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Heise hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Freehan strikes out. One out. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 3 in the game. Nettles strikes out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0 for 3 in the game. Chalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Rivers pinch runs for Dave Chalk. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valentine bunts towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to first for the out. Rivers moves to second. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Robinson is walked intentionally. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards first. Ogilvy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy Mioli now playing third base. Bobby Valentine now playing shortstop. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a fly ball into left field. Bhakti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sharon strikes out. Two outs. Gene Lamont is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamont is 0-for-3 in the game. Lamont strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Leroy Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doug Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Howard bunts towards first. Ogilvy scoops it up and throws to first, with Sutherland covering, for the out. Stanton moves to second. One out. Bruce Bhakti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bhakti is 0-for-3 in the game. Bhakti hits a fly ball into right field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stanton moves to third. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez pinch hits for Tom Egan. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ogilvy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez now catching. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sutherland hits a pop-up towards short. Valentine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-4 in the game. Ogilvy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ogilvy. The throw from Rodriguez and he is safe. Ogilvy steals second. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Frien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ogilvy scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-4 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Bhakti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hisa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rudy Mioli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mioli bunts towards first. Ogilvy scoops it up and throws to first, with Sutherland covering, for the out. Hisa moves to second. One out. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Robinson is walked intentionally. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-4 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 1, and California Angels, 0. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.